If you have your Bibles this morning, again, we should call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, and this time I'm going to read verses 32 through 35. 24th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning to verse 32, the Bible reads, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Based on our thinking coming from that 35th verse, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Supporting scripture, St. John 1 and 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The basis of those verses, we like to use a theme this morning: you can always depend on the Word. You can always depend on the Word. We could be without a sound mind this morning, but God has still been good. And when we take time this morning to look back to where we've come from and to just recognize where we are right now, every one of us can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord has been good. But what we have to understand this morning, and it's very important for us to know, is that not only has he been good, but he is going to be good. And he'll be good tomorrow and the next day and the next day. He is an ever-loving, ever-compassionate God that loves us and continues to make a way for us. And in the midst of our doubt, in the midst of our stressful moments when we are wondering how we're going to make it and what we are going to do, I want to share with you this morning that you can all always depend on the Word. You got family, you got friends, you got loved ones that sometimes they may fall by the wayside. Sometimes they may disappoint you. Sometimes it just might not go the way that you thought that it was going to go. But there's something about the Word of God. The Word of God is something that we can all depend on this morning. And when we take time to consider the fact that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that we've been allowed another opportunity. We've been given another opportunity to come together in praise and in worship. And as we thank God from whence we have come, there are those this morning that can say the Lord has brought me a long way. There are those that can say that I've been on the battlefield for the Lord a long time and I'm not tired yet. There are some that can say, I just started this Christian journey and it feels good to my soul. It makes me feel better about myself. It makes me realize that somebody does care. Isn't it a good thing to know that you're not all by yourself? Because sometimes when you're going through your trials and tribulations, you tend to think that you're in it all by yourself. But understand that there is somebody else in a worse condition than that you're in. There's somebody that don't know Christ the way that you know him. So sometimes you have to be their strength. That's why the Bible tells us the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. We got to understand that we're serving a God this morning that is able to do anything but fail. And it's our prayer that as we have gone from last week to this moment right now, whether we had a good week or a bad week or a couple of bad days within that week, we can still say that I'm still here. And that's a good thing, is that even if you had a bad week or a few bad days within that week, and knowing that you are yet still here, you can say, I made it. I made it through another week's journey. See, sometimes we are so concerned about all of our tomorrows that we fail to thank God for today. David said that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, somebody might say, why should I be happy today when I'm going through hell? I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet. But if you got a reasonable portion of health and strength, if the blood is yet still running warm in your vein, if you consider yourself to be a believer of Jesus Christ, then you got to come to a place where you don't let your conditions of the world get you down. Regardless of your condition of what you're going through, King Solomon says to us this morning that a living dog is better than a dead lion. In other words, what he's saying is that as long as you're living, there's some hope. And as long as you got hope, you got something that'll keep you moving forward. As long as you got hope, you won't throw your hands up in despair and just give up. There are those of us that have given up. We tried this and we tried that and it didn't work and we sat down and gave up. There are those of us that have trusted people and we've been used and abused and mistreated. And for some reason or another, we just don't love the way that we used to. But I say to you this morning that it's a bad thing if you lose your hope. No matter what you have to go through, hold on to your hope. Paul tells us that Jesus says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we look at that verse, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, lets us know that we serve an unchanging God. Lets us know that we serve a God that is always going to be right there. And then when we realize just how much the Lord do for us, we know that he can make a way out of no way. For he is the way maker. He is the one that continues to make a way for us. And what I love about the Lord is that he is always there. He's always there. And when he's there with an understanding spirit. He's there with all of the love that a person could ask for. For what better love than this, than a man that would lay down his life for his friends? We go in and out and we come to church every week and we do the best that we know how to do. But we find ourselves sometimes moaning and grumbling and mumbling and complaining about some things we can't do anything about. And then there's something that we can do something about. So we have to ask the Lord for guidance. The Bible said, lean not to your own understanding, but we got to learn how to understand what God would have us to do. And when we lean to God's understanding, the Bible tells us that he will lead and direct our very path. Another thing that Jesus left us, he left us another commandment. And he said, this commandment I leave with you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So we should have love one for another. We should be hospitable towards one another. We should have compassion for one another. We should try to have an understanding spirit. And we got to understand that it's not just our family and our friends, but we got to even learn to entertain strangers, for it could be an angel unaware. A lot of times when we see somebody that we don't know, we might put a cold shoulder, we might put a wall up, but you better be careful because that might just be one of your blessings. You never know when God is going to send you a blessing or in what form or who he's going to send that blessing to. That very one you said that you weren't going to speak to, that might be the one that got your blessing. That one that you ignore might be the one that got your blessing. You know, we get to a place where we can't even look at each other in the face because we think that we're all of that. We think that it's all about me and I got all of the answers. But I'm here to tell you this morning that it's not about you. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Word of God. You can always depend on the Word of God. Now, you might find that the preacher might fall, but you can depend on the Word of God. You might find that the preacher don't have all the answers, but you can find the answer in the Word of God. You got to depend on the Word of God. You're not dependent on man because all of us are made from the dust of the ground. And the Lord our God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And we became a living. So how many of you are glad that you're living this morning? How many of you are glad that your salvation is not based on what your neighbor think about you? That's important to know this morning. Because the only way I'm going to have joy is just because I know you like me. I might not have very much joy. But I thank God that I can have joy from Jesus just because I know he is the one. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know that it takes a God that will make you understand that he is the one that sits high and looks down low? When you need something, you got to call on the name of Jesus. Even if you call on one of your loved ones, the only way they can help you is if God has already helped them. Because they can't be a help without the help of God. Too many times we feel like we are doing things on our own. But I believe it's time for us, especially the people of God that are believers, to stop being jealous and envious of one another. Stop feeling like we're in some kind of contest. We're not in a contest. Now, sometimes we have those that we feel like we are competitive for one another. We got 5 or 6 choirs, but they all sing the same gospel. We got 4 or 5 minutes, but we all preach the same gospel. I might have a style. Gita got a style, and David's got a style, but one is no better than the other. And when we find ourselves picking and we find ourselves looking for little things, what we need to be looking for is more Jesus. Times are getting too hard and we are going through too much for us to be silly, for us to worry about petty indifferences. There comes a time when the Bible says we need to sit down and reason one with another. Now, when we reason one with another, that means that somebody got to compromise somewhere. You can't always get your way. I can't always have my way. We got to understand it doesn't matter whether you're the leader, the president, or vice president. You don't have your way all the time. Everybody ought to have a voice. And if you got a voice and you don't use it, don't sit there and mumble and complain because of the way things are done. If you're not going to step up to the plate and put your bid in, don't be mumbling and complaining. You got to learn how to speak up for what you believe in. You got to learn how to not hear everything that everybody says and be tossed by every wind that comes through. Somebody got to be planted by the rivers of the water. Somebody got to know God for themselves. You can't wait and depend on somebody else. Hallelujah, Jesus. Something about Jesus didn't make me feel good. Because I know that if it wasn't for the Lord that was on my side, hallelujah, Jesus, I would be dead and gone right now. If it wasn't for the Lord who was on my side, then when I go through my hell days, I wouldn't know how to look up to the hill where my strength comes from. Anybody got anything that they need to look up to the hills and tell the Lord all about it, your trouble? The Bible said that in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. I know some things that you're going to go through. But as you go through those things, trust me to be your God. When you trust God, you can realize that I'm in the hand of the Almighty God. And the Word of God said, as long as you're in my hand, no man, no woman is able to pluck you out of my hand. I thank God whose hand I'm in. Because when I'm in the hand of God, God has a way to pick me up. He'll turn you all around. God has a way to take your situation and turn it around for your good. The Bible says that if you love the Lord and you wait on God, you got to learn how to wait on Him. You got to learn how to trust God. This morning, as we listen to the media, as we read in the newspaper, as we stroll through the internet, we can't help but wonder, what is this world coming to? Hallelujah, Jesus. What's going to happen next? You know, we always have said if it's not one thing, it's another. But think about it a moment. It seemed like it was already bad enough with the gas prices and the foreclosures on homes, the food prices. But now the banks all over the world are crashing down. So you began to wonder, what is this world coming to? We might put it on the election. We might put it on greed. We might put it on backstabbing people in politics. But I come to tell somebody that it does not matter what the world do. God is going to still be God. You can always depend on the Word. And in the Word of God, I found that God said He give you everything that you need. Believers declare that we are seeing the signs of the judgment. For as we look around us, not only are there wars and rumors of wars, but there are wars going on right now. When we look around us, there are folk that just can't get along with one another. The Bible says iniquity has abound to the degree that our love has grown cold one for another. You think about it for a moment. There was a time when we loved one another, and it didn't matter where you come from. There was a time when we would lend a helping hand and we didn't question what we were doing for somebody else. But now we find ourselves tight fixed We don't want to help nobody. We don't want to listen to nobody. But there's going to come a time in our lifetime. We used to hear when we were children all about the depression and how hard our people had it. But now we're getting our opportunity to see what it is to have bad times. There's going to come a time when we got to get our act together. We got to stop separating ourselves and learn how to come back together and realize that if we say that we are members of the body of Christ, if we've been led by the Spirit of the Almighty God, then when my brother is down, I need to reach down for my brother. When my brother don't know what he's going to do, I need to pray for my brother. We need to stop stepping down on one another. We need to stop looking down on one another. And we need to start praying to the Lord our God. Say, God, I need you to be a part of our life. We got to understand that every pastor, every preacher is trying to give somebody some encouragement. I heard a man the other night say that it's time for the preachers and the pastors to encourage the people of God. We are going through some time when we don't need to be knocked down. We don't need to be sugar-coated. We don't need to be rubbed down. We do need to hear just like it is. And the way the word said, it said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. The way the word says it, it said that in this life, you are going to have some trouble. You're going to have trouble on the left and trouble on the right. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and I think about the words of David, David said he will hide me in his pavilion. For in the time of trouble, God will hide you. He will do just what needs to be done in your life. We got to understand this morning that when we look at the first verse of John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John here affirmed three vital truths. First of all, he said he existed in the beginning. He was with God, and he is by his divine nature indeed God himself. When he used the term that the Word instead of Jesus or Christ, John's term, the Word, had Old Testament roots, suggesting that Jesus Christ, the Word, hallelujah, he has wisdom, he has power, he has a special relation to God. If you know Jesus this morning, you ought to know something about God. For I remember a song that we used to sing when I was a child. He got the whole world in his hand. I thank God for the Lord this morning. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I want to tell you what I found in the Word. I found in the Word of God that when we look in the 24th chapter, that we are living in the last day. Men and women have always wondered, Lord, when are you going to come back to get us? But the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man is going to appear. But the Bible tells us this morning, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and they shall deceive many. You shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for these things got to come to pass. The Bible says that nation is going to rise against nation. Kingdom is going to rise against kingdom. There should be famines and pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. In other words, we're going to have various earthquakes here, there, and everywhere. We've heard of the earthquake. We heard of the natural tornadoes. We heard of how the hurricanes are destroying things. A natural disaster will make you call on the name of the Lord. When things happen that you can't do anything about, it'll make you call on the name of the Lord. But the Bible says that there are going to be false preachers. There are going to be false teachers. There are going to be false prophets. They'll say one thing after mouth, but you'll never see it come to pass. But if you look in the Word of God, what God says in his Word, the gospel of the kingdom got to be preached all over the world. We might see some signs of the judgment. We know that we can't tell the winter from the summer. We know that our love has grown cold. We know that there are wars going on. But the Bible says the end is not yet. This is just the beginning of your sorrow. You better learn how to realize that there's going to be a tribulation coming. And when tribulation time comes, there will be a great tribulation. Nobody will be able to stand but the righteous. And I thank God this morning for the Bible say, I've told you before, if you say unto me, behold, he is in the desert. Go ye forth, behold, he is the secret chamber. Believe it not this morning. For I find here in the word of God, when we get all confused about the situation and about the weather, the Bible gives us a parable about a fig tree. Jesus says in his word that when you see the leaves begin to grow, you know that summer is almost near. But the Bible lets us know that even though we've seen the signs of the judgment, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall always be right there. I come to tell somebody, you can always depend on the word of God. For in the word of God, there's some things that are going to happen in your life. They're going to pass away. You're going to have some good days and some bad days. But trouble don't last always. You're going to have some time when you don't know what to do. But I tell you, don't give up the hope. Don't give up hope in the power of God. For when I look here in the word of God, I know that some things are going to pass away. But the Bible said, Deacon David, that the word is going to stand. In the word of God, in the word of God, I found my joy. In the word of God. You see, if you depend on the word of God, you will turn over in the word. And Paul said, he shall supply all of your needs. I know you're going through something down here and you don't know how you're going to make it. But if you know anything about Jesus, you can make it if you try. You got to call on the name of the Lord. You got to know in the word of God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In the word of God, in the word of God, I found out that I can stand against the wiles of the devil. In the word of God, I can depend on him to feed me when I get hungry. The Bible says he's the bread of life. If you get thirsty, he's water that you'll never have to thirst no more. We can depend on the word of God. When everybody else turns their back on you, you can depend on the word of God. God got somebody this morning that's standing in the bullpen. God got somebody this morning that'll open up your opportunity. Every door that's been closed in your face, all you gotta do is get back up. Say, for God I'll live, and for God I'll die. I'm gonna trust the power of God in the word of God. When I got power, my power came from God. For I opened up my mouth, I heard the verse of the Lord say that everything is gonna be alright. I know this morning that you're tired of being broke and disgusted. I know this morning that you're tired of wondering how you're going to make your ends meet. But all you got to do is go down on bended knee. Have a little talk with that man called Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. Tell him that you need him in your life. And I found out that even my brother might fall short on me. Your daddy might fall short on you. Your mama might fall short on you. But you can depend on the word. The word is not going to change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, he's the same today. And if I get up in the morning, he'll be the same in the morning. Do you love the Lord? Do you need the Lord? Say yeah. Say yeah. Can you depend on the word of God? You can depend on the word, for the word will not change. Man may flip-flop on you. Man be one way one minute and another way the next minute. But Jesus, he's not going to change. He's always going to be your God. He's always going to be your Savior. I thank God this morning that even though the world is going through, the creator of the world is still in charge. He still has control. As long as you know God and you trust him. See, this is where your trust and faith comes in. Is that when you're going through these kind of times, that's when you got to trust God. Those of us that have trusted in the job, and we know that we had a good job, and the job was doing this for us and doing that for us. Now that the jobs are closing up, we got to trust somebody. Now, if everybody, it's seeming like everybody is losing on every side. But don't let the devil manipulate your mind. Don't let him blind your eyes to the fact that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think about it. Our ancestors had less to work with than what we got. And they made it because we are here. So now that God has blessed us, that we have more than we've ever had in our lives. We got some young folk in here this morning that got more than your parents ever thought about having. But now, the God that helped you get what you got, hallelujah, he'll help you to make it through these trying times. You can't depend on nothing or nobody else but the Lord. I don't care how good intent, how willing vessel they may be. We barely able to help ourselves. But if we call on the name of Jesus, the Lord has a way of stepping in. See, the one good thing is that he already knows. He already knows what you stand in need of. So all you got to do is be honest with yourself. You see, sometimes we try to fool the world into thinking everything's all right. And you don't have to wear your problems on your face. But every now and then, be honest with yourself. And if you just have to steal away in your secret closet, you steal away and you talk to the master. And tell him, I've been holding up a good front, but you know how much I need you. You know how much I need you to do what needs to be done in my life. For I can depend on the word. The word of God says that he would never leave you, neither will he forsake you, but he will always be right there. That's what I love about God this morning, is that he is always right there by our side. The Lord wants to bless somebody this morning. We are all blessed just to be counted amongst the living. And I know we have some concerns, and I know it sometimes it gets troubling, but the only thing I'm saying this morning is just depend on the word of God. Any problem situation that you may have, you can find an answer in the word of God. But what you have to do is after God gives you the answer, trust his word and follow through. You see, our problem is we already got our minds made up, and when we get a little confused, we try God, but sometimes our own mind holds us into thinking that we know the best way, but we don't know the best thing for us. Only God knows what is best for us. May God bless. May heaven continue to smile upon us.